Hello everyone. I'm Shi Han from the Tsinghua University, China. Today, I'm going to talk about our work on the new data center architecture. So the first impression of existing data center networks is that they normally have the hierarchical layers and also the hour subscription designed to save the cost, and also a static and a symmetrical topology to deal with the general traffic. However, today the change is when the network becomes large scale, they generally have complex cabling and difficult to maintain by human. And more importantly, today's data center traffic show high dynamics, such as the random hotspot traffic pattern, as the figure shows. And this simply means that one static and symmetric topology does not fit all the traffic patterns. So this gives us the basic intuition that it is possible to maximize potential of the data center networking if we are able to use the dynamic topology to feed the dynamic traffic. So recently, there come some new architectures of hybrid data center networking. And we focus on one type of them, the wireless hybrid networking. The wireless hybrid networking will merge the flexible wireless links into the existing data center networks. Here are some typical previous researches. As the top figure shows, the top left figure shows that firstly is the flyway that proposed by the Microsoft in 2011. It proposed to add a directional 60 gigahertz wireless radio on each on the top of each rack in the data center. In this way, any two neighboring racks can build up direct wireless link between them if their traffic demand is very high. So this first makes the data center network topology to be really comfortable at the rack level. And however, people later found that when the two racks are not neighboring, then their direct wireless links would be easily blocked by the median racks. So there's a new architecture called the 3D beamforming, also well known as the mirror, is proposed to use a very large flat mirror to append on the room ceiling so that to do the wireless signal reflection to avoid the signal blocking problem. And most recently, a new wireless technology called the free space optic, namely the FSO device, is also proposed to show higher bandwidth, also little interference in a similar, in the same architecture as the 3D beforming. So, however, as the FSO devices are currently very expensive to deploy it very widely, so we still focus on the 60 gigahertz wireless radios in our work. To summarize, existing wireless hybrid data center normally put the wireless radios on top of the racks. So the wireless network is placed directly on top of existing wired network. These architectures can achieve the rack-to-rack comfortable topology to fit dynamic traffic. Currently, they also bring very big changes, such as they normally have a quite limited number of wireless links. That's due to the small rack size. And also, they're experiencing the blocking problem, and also the difficult cooperation between the wired and the wireless parts. That's because in previous hybrid architectures, they normally don't change existing wired network, so the existing wired network cannot cooperate well with the newly added wireless components. This gives us the basic intuition that those architectures are just not that hybrid enough. So the first important thing that we want to do is just enable more and more wireless links. Basically, this means we have to add more wireless radios. However, if we're using existing hybrid architecture, the top of each rack can at most hold at most 8 wireless radios. Moreover, such a placement can also generate very dense interference on the top of the rack, so that the number of the feasible wireless links is quite limited. Moreover, existing hybrid architectures use the Sandy mirror to address the signal blocking problem. However, this is generally infeasible in modern data centers because they normally have very complex steel structures and air conditioners above the racks. So they cannot provide a very clear space such as 3 meters above the racks in order to do the wireless transmission. Due to these reasons, we just wanted to turn to develop some new solutions for our new architecture. Here we first give a motivating example of our key ideas. As you can see in the left figure, there's a green light travels inside an optical fiber. It uses the multiple reflections to reach from one side to another side. So our motivation is that we can also guide the directional wireless link inside a tunnel. If we can rearrange the rack placement and reflector placement. And the right figure shows a simple example that we use a circle reflector to form a ring tunnel. So for any two racks on the ring, they can communicate with each other very easily using the multi-reflections of the wireless signal. And here we call such a ring as a wireless ring. Now we came to scale our architecture by adding more and more wireless rings. So the rings here are placed with the same center, but with equally increased diameter, so that inside each ring, there are different ways to do the communication for between two racks, such as single reflection or double three times reflection. So until now, I still talk about using a circular reflector to construct such a wireless rings. However, it is obvious that it is very hard and expensive to produce such a precise circle reflector in industry. So to reduce the cost in a real deployment, we suggest using the EcoLens flat reflection board instead, because they are much very cheaper and easier for mass production. As the figure shows, basically each circle is now replaced by a regular polygon, and the racks are placed at the vertex points of the regular polygon, and reflection boards are placed on the edges of the regular polygon. Using the EcoLens reflection board also have other benefits. As we can see that there's a ring-wise for the neighboring rings, and this ring-wise, we need to prove that it can keep stable so that we also get a very proper space for the wireless transmissions. And finally, we can prove that if we're using the EcoLens flat reflection board, we can get this ring-wise very stable after the ring number is larger than 3. And moreover, in this new structure, we can also show that the technique of multi-reflections can still work very well in this new structure because of its asymmetrical properties. Here we want to show another advantage of our design, different compared to the previous architectures. We'll call it the 3D reflection in the ring. As the left figure shows, we propose to add the wireless radios on the servers so that we are able to enable a large number of wireless direct wireless links that between server and server. For the same scenario, the right figure shows the side view of our architecture. Here we can see more clear that the circle A and circle B wants to communicate with each other. And the circle A and circle B are just both servers because we already deployed the wireless radios on the servers. And then here a 3D reflection means that the two servers at different heights and in different racks can communicate with each other very easily just using the reflections in this 3D ring space. And for easy illustration, we'll only show a single reflection case here, but you can just imagine very easily that there may be a multi-reflection happen in this 3D ring space. So interference is always an important problem when you are using wireless. Since we are using the directional wireless radios, the interference is not that serious because of a small interference angle. However, in reality, the directional wireless link is not an ideal signal. It always has a certain bandwidth and also some small side lobes to create the interference signal. And here the right figure shows that when the server A wants to communicate with server B through the reflection point C, then the white beam and the side knobs transmitted from the server A will create undesired interference signals to reflect again and again in the ring. That's what we don't want. So to address this interference issue, we propose a new solution called the precise reflection. In this technique, we fill the reflection board with the absorbing paper. Absorbing paper is a special material that any 60 gigahertz wireless signal will be completely absorbed by absorbing paper if the signal hits the paper. So after that, we carefully choose to leave special small holes on the paper so that only the attending wireless reflections can use those holes for the reflection. And here the right figure shows an example for such set benefits. And when the server A wants to communicate with server B through the reflection point C, and now the white beam and side lobes that transmit from server A will create the interference signal. However, when the interference signal reaches the reflection point C, most of them will be completely absorbed by absorbing paper at the reflection point C. And only a very thin wireless beam that coming in the right direction is allowed to reflect to reach the server B. So in this way, we always keep our wireless beam thin enough so that to avoid the interference. Now, we would like to introduce how to make a close cooperation between the wireless and the wired network parts in our architecture. Basically, we connect different functions for the wireless part and the wired part so that their all advantages can be both maximized. And first, for the wireless part, we just restrict all the transmissions happen only in the ring. That means that the wireless will handle all the in-ring transmissions. And for the we use the wires to handle all the transmissions across different rings. So the left figure shows that the overview of our diamond architecture, since it looks like a real diamond, search the picture on the internet, and so we just named our architecture the diamond. Here we want to explain more details about our wired networking part. The left figure is the logical view of our wired topology, and each vertex point means a TRR switch, and the TRR switches on each vertical line and horizontal line means that they are just connected logically together as one line. And the right figure shows the physical view of the connections on each line. You can just simply imagine that there's a virtual switch that connects all the TRR switches on each line separately. Here, we come to the design of the virtual switch, and we suggest using the deep rooting graph to implement the virtual switch. Using the deep rooting graph, you have several benefits, such as you don't need additional switches, and you have a very well-defined recursive routing structures in the network, so that it helps to bound a log network diameter. And then we also designed two routing strategies in Diamond to handle the dynamic traffic. And the first one is a centralized routing scheme that will be scheduled by the controller so that we can handle the hotspot traffic specifically. And the second one is a distributed routing scheme that will act similarly as the ECMP in data center, and it will achieve ultimately use any available wireless links and wired links at each hub to do a robust hybrid routing. So to evaluate our architecture, we build up a 60 gigahertz wireless test bed and to evaluate the basic functions and the transmission ability of our architecture. And we made the 60 gigahertz wireless antenna with self-made hardwares. And as the bottom right figure shows that, they also buy some mirror reflection boards, cell reflection boards to construct the topology of the ring structure to test our multiple reflection case. So for the experiment result, first show that the beam width of our self-made antenna is about 20 degrees, and this beam width just provides a certain degree of fault tolerance on the antenna misalignment. And for the reflection holes, in our test, we show that the proper hole size should be equal or larger than 10 centimeters. And this is small enough compared to the total size of the reflection board. And also, more interestingly, also find there are many reflection holes can be reused for many different wireless links so that you get nice holes on the board. This is because of the symmetrical structure of the diamond. And for the multi-reflection cases, our experience show that when you are using the flat metal board filling with the absorbing paper and with carefully kneading the small size holes on it, you can get very little energy loss when you do the multi-reflections. And this means that you also get very little impacts on the transmission rate and delay when you doing each reflection. And for the simulation result, our diamond also showed that it can enable quite a large number of wireless links, even it only do a very restricted number of reflections. And also for different traffic patterns, our evaluation show that it can achieve average 5 times higher throughput than all the others. And it also runs each schedule in a reasonable delay, and the total architecture cost is comparable to the Firefly. And also having a similar cost, Diamond can trade off a much larger number of wireless links than all the others. And to make a summary, the Diamond can bring significant performance benefits for the topologically comfortable data center networks. And there's no need to use the restricted height, the ceiling mirror, or clear ceiling space. And it can enable a large number of highly flexible server level wireless links. And it also achieve a better cooperation between the wireless and the wired transmission components. And the future version is that if the FSO device becomes cheaper in the near future, we can also replace all the 60 gigahertz wireless radios by the FSO device so that it can provide portional very high bandwidth, also very little interference to maximize the potential performance of a diamond. And also have a simple demo that you may play, try it out for fun to play with our diamond art architecture. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
So this is really cool, but I just can't get a picture out of my head of Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible trying to hang down from the ceiling to maintain this thing. I mean, how do you maintain any of the servers in the racks without completely disrupting the communication in the data center?
That's a very, very good question. Many people ask me when I introduce these ideas. And in my mind, we just can make it may be possible that we knew some doors on the reflection boards, in that way, and the people can open the door and enter it. And then there's another thing that when the people enter the ring, the people may block the wireless transmission. So we also provide a fault tolerance for the wireless links.
Hi. Yeah, thank you. Dinesh Baradia, Stanford. Could you elaborate on the process of reflection? Why did you choose the size of 10 centimeter diameter to reflection for 60 gigahertz? What is the physics behind this reflection?
Sorry.
So basically, you made a holes to reflect signal, right?
Yeah, holes.
Yes. So why 10 centimeter diameter for those holes to reflect? What is it, the physics of this reflection? Could you elaborate on that?
It means what does the hole size, what's the proper hole size means? Okay, here we just get a figure, may better illustrate it. And when the hole size become very small, you see you get little and less wireless power to receive by the receiver. So if the hole size is zero, you receive nothing. But when the hole size become larger, then you can receive more and more wireless power to decode the wireless signal. And our experiments find when the code is 10, then it's okay. The transmission rate, there's no impact.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Shihab.